Picture description advanced. I usually enjoy looking at pictures of sports. Well, not the ones showing nasty injuries, although I must admit I have a natural curiosity about them too. So I like pictures like this since I love sports. I enjoy physical exercise, ball games in particular, and I could relish watching any random ball game for hours if I didn't mind wasting my precious time. It may not be obvious to everyone, but I happen to know that this is a tech ball table used to play this new sport invented a few years ago. It has singles and doubles versions, an international organization, and also a world championship. A friend of mine is an active player, a professional if you like, although not a full-time athlete. I have seen him at competitions a couple of times. This sport is not yet attracting huge crowds, but for a sport that only started a few years ago, it is becoming more and more popular. You can see curved tables in increasing numbers, although not everyone knows what they are for, and the surprisingly complicated rules of the game are not widely known. For example, you can touch the ball three times before passing it to the other side, but not twice with the same body part, and you can't pass the ball again with the same body part you already passed it with. So you have to keep all this in mind and pay attention to it while juggling with the ball. English is the international language of this sport. After all, this is just natural these days in all walks of life. From my friends, I also learned terms such as edge ball, when the ball changes direction on the edge of the table, or smash, when the ball is sent to the other side with great force by lifting the foot high up. I tried to play it, but I turned out to be rather clumsy. I had no idea that this sport required such technical skills and practice, and it was not enough that I can play football and table tennis reasonably well. The picture is obviously not about a professional competition, just a recreational game, which is quite, and I would say, refreshingly far removed from the world of elite sport, which requires great discipline and a lot of sacrifices, often involves huge amounts of money, and has a tremendous advertising value. The extra effort that elite sport demands does not even always live up to the commonplace that sport is healthy, as it can put so much strain on the body, not to mention the effects of doping. While we all understand the importance of regular exercise in principle, it's not always so easy to achieve, as not everyone has the self-discipline to get up early in the morning and go jogging, rain or shine, or to go for a swim before a day at work. But playing with friends and acquaintances can be fun, exciting and competitive, and you don't even realize that you make efforts, sweat, or you're out of breath as you concentrate on enjoying the game only. It's moments, like the one in the picture, when the old adage about the Olympics comes true, that it's not about winning, it's about participating.